Yes. Good morning, everybody. Let us start our EMP by a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a privilege that you give it to us so that we can enjoy sitting in your feet, hear your word, and then bring our petition by prayer. We pray that the Holy Spirit guide us in this beautiful time. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I will start my series message from one chapter of Psalm, which is the longest. But I will not finish this all chapter. I will divide it, become 22 messages. So the first part from Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119, verse 1 to 8. How blessed are those whose ways is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. They also do not uphold righteousness. They walk in his way. You have ordained your precept that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteousness judgment, I shall keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. Brothers and sisters, when I read Psalm a long time ago, I always skip Psalm 119, because this is too long. And I wonder why this is too long. And then, after many years, I go back again. Now I realize this is the most important of the Psalm. The writer wants to tell us that man cannot live without the word. Man cannot live without the word. So, this is the manual of human life. That's why we can see this psalm is very long. This psalm actually is the description from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, and Matthew 4, verse 4, when Jesus said, man cannot only live by bread alone. Man need the word. How important the word? Then you can see from Psalm 119. And also, brothers and sisters, when the writer write Psalm 119, he divided become 22 stands, which is every stand he start with one alphabet from Hebrew. So you can see this is from the word Aleph. Aleph is the first word from Hebrew alphabet. And then by the end, the 22 one, the end of the word of alphabet of Hebrew. Then now I realize that every word in Hebrew is not too important, but the most important is the word of God. The word of God is the most important of human life. From the word of God, we know who is God. From the word of God, we know who we are. From the word of God, we know what is the world. And this is a sign that lead us to the happiness. As you know, brothers and sisters, happiness, being blessed by God, is the purpose of the writer when they wrote the psalm. Remember Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, bless people who are not A, B, C, but who read, who meditate the word of God. So really, brothers and sisters, I can catch the heart of the writer. The heart of the writer, he really want us all happy, be blessed. And then when we talk about happy and be blessed, how can? How can? And then he go back to the word of God. Only the word of God bring us to happiness. So once your hobby or your will go to the word of God, then I can say that you are close to the happiness. Happiness come when you hear the word of God. Happiness become complete when the word of God live in your life. So we see verse 1 to 3, how blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Verse 2, how blessed those who observe his testimony, who seek him with all their heart. Verse 3, they also do not uprighteousness, they walk in his way. So we can see that the law of the Lord, testimonies, and also his way. Blessing always connecting with the law of the Lord, with his testimonies, and also with his way. We cannot find any blessing in this world that can bring us be blessed and happy. Only the word of God. No wonder the first of three verse from verse 119 connecting to the word of God. And really, brothers and sisters, when you come to approach the word of God, then you can feel how happy you are. How happy you are, especially in those days where everything changed so fast. Everything changed so fast. People who don't have money suffer a lot of problem. People who have a lot of money also suffer a lot of problem. Don't have money, try to think how to get money. People who have money think how to produce the money. Today I read from South China Morning Post. I see that many businessmen in China lost with false infestation. For example, P2P, person to person, something like this kind of investment. They lost billion yuan. So many people suffer. People try to find the happiness. But when you try to find the happiness, but you stay far away from the word, then the happiness is more far from your life. But brothers and sisters, the psalm told us, the source of our happiness is the word of God. So we need to stay close with the word of God. The second point that I want to say is from verse 4. This is what I say, the reason. You have ordained your precept that we should keep them diligently. That we should keep them diligently. Brothers and sisters, in other translation, verse 4 said, you have command us. You have command us to diligent with the word of God. So this is part of God's will. When we ask, what is God's will? God's will is we need to read the Bible, we need to do the Bible. This is God's will. Because when God gives us the word of God, there are two purposes. First, he wants to bring us happiness. But at the same time, he wants us to obey the word. So when we do the word of God, we get 2 points. First, for our happiness. The second, to please God. there are no activity that can bring to a point a profit in our life unless we go to the Word of God. Once we do the Word of God, we are happy, and the second, we please God. There are no more happiness once our life can achieve to make God happy. How to make God happy? By doing this all, by doing the Word of God. Because the Bible told us, obedience better than offering. Once we obey, God smiled to us. God didn't ask us too much. He just want us, just obey. One more thing, just obey. That's why we can see the difference between King Saul and King David. Both of them, not perfect men, but God loved King David. God reject King Saul because one reason, King Saul do not obey God, but King David always obey God. That's the reason we need to obey the Word of God. And then the last thing, we can see from verse 5 to 8. Oh, that my way may be established to keep your stand. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your common. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgment, I shall keep your statute. Do not forsake me utterly. Verse 5, we can see, to keep, and then forsake. I look upon, verse 7, when I learn your righteous, and then the last one, I shall keep your statutes. This is the way how we love the Bible. This is the way how we love the Bible, to keep, to learn, and finally to do. By doing this all word, then we can get to the end of the happiness. Yeah, brothers and sisters, this is the first part of Psalm 119. Now I want to close this message with one sharing that I can I read from one article. The title of the article called "Modern Research About Happiness," written by Randy Arcot. I can give you the link if you send message to me. You know my WhatsApp number. If you don't know, I let you know after this. In this article, the writer put research from Duke University, and they said there are 8 points that conclude happiness. Yeah, there are 8 points, but I only said 4 points. The first, they said, you need to avoiding suspicion and resentment. Number 2, not living in the past. Number 3, not wasting time and energy fighting condition that cannot change. The 4th, staying involved with the living world. Now, brothers and sisters, when they said these 4 points, the writer tell us that these all 4 points, actually 8 points, has been written in the Bible. For example, not living in the past. If you read from Philippians chapter 3, 13 to 14, then Paul said, I will leave all my past. I just want to see my future, that I want to walk with Christ. When we say not wasting time and energy fighting condition that can't be changed, Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 27, why we worry with everything? Just come to the God. No wonder, brothers and sisters, a person called Sonia, it's very difficult to call this name, Sonia Lubomirsky, She is the best known happiness researcher. She admit that I don't have a religion or spiritual bond in my body. But she say the study clearly show that religious people are happier. The study show that the religious people are happier. But the Bible told us we are happy not because of our religious. We are happy because we come to God, we read the Bible. So, I'm happy because I know Psalm 119. More happy because I live in Psalm 119. So we start our journey. Make sure come to EMP and then find me 22 messages from 119. God bless us. Okay. Let us bow our head. We meditate again. Which part of the word of the Bible that really speak to us in this day? We digest this first, and then we hold this first. Or maybe we forget about this first. Or maybe we know this first, but we didn't do it. Today, ask God to help us to do those first that God remind us. A second point, you come to this place with difficult situation. Ask God to give you the word that strengthen you, that remind you, that bless you. Just say in your heart, God, give me your word to me this morning. Remind me for some words that maybe I already forget. May that word come in your mind and you can see clearly that God has speak something to you. While we meditate these two questions, Pastor Nate will lead us in worship this morning.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. Be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. Be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. You're my rock and my redeemer. You're the reason that I sing. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. Every hour, every morning. Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. May the words, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. Be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. You're my rock and my redeemer. You're the reason that I sing. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. Every hour, every moment, Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. You're the rock. You're my rock and my redeemer. You're the reason that I sing. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. Every hour, every moment, Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. Be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God.
These few days, there are a lot of things come upon my head. Really make me headache. Till last night, 11 p.m., still on phone call. That bother me, cannot sleep well. But thanks God this morning, while I said this message, I also meditate the word of God, and then God give me, remind me with one verse from John chapter 4, John chapter 11, verse 4. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to the end in death, but for the glory of God. This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God. I really thanks God with this verse that make me peace. Yeah, make me peace, especially in coming few days, we will celebrate our 14th anniversary. There are a lot of problems come upon to our church member, but I'm thanks God. God remind us with this kind of verse. I pray for you who come in this place that God will give you one verse before you leave the church. God really love us. He give us the book, the Bible, that can bring us happiness. So once you get the word from the God this morning, you can share to your house church, you can share to your family that God already spoke to us this morning. Let's spend a few seconds, ask again to God. And then after this, we will go to our intercession this morning. Yes, Father, now it is the time that we bring our petition. We pray for community, friends, and family who are in cancer. We pray that God will take out all the cancer, who are doing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery, that God will lead them and then finish with happiness for them. Let us pray together. Let's go to a group of people who are in weak condition. We pray that God will recover them and also open their heart so that they can see Jesus and they can believe Jesus. Let's pray for their spiritual salvation also. Let's also pray for those who are in infirmity condition. Yeah, we pray that God will take one by one the disease in their body. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for a new job. We pray that God will give them the best. Brothers and sisters, today our mission focus is for China. We pray for SB Beijing, SB Shanghai. We pray for Pastor Hanshu, Pastor Ricky, and also pray for churches in that area. We pray that God still lead them. Yeah, and also we pray that God bring them a new opportunity to share God, Jesus in this situation. Let's pray together. Thank you. Also pray for our board member, pray for PSAM, pray for all team, yeah, that they can one heart, they can do, they can know the will of God, they can lead this church close to God and bring God glory. Let's pray for our board member. Let us also pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, and woman ministry. We pray that this three-part ministry can grow and then be blessing for many people. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0 for building resources, benefactor, efficient fund, or other next plan that God give it to SP. Yeah, we believe that God plan is the best plan. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for House Church. We pray for Blue Pool, Fortress, and other House Church that tonight they gather together. We pray that in this fellowship, really once each member can share strengths each other. Let's pray together. Before we pray for our city, Hong Kong, I ask one more prayer for our spin anniversary. This coming Sunday, we will celebrate 14th anniversary. We pray that all sisters can come together. Yeah, we can celebrate this anniversary, and no problem. Yeah, everything comes smoothly. Yeah, please pray for this, and then also pray for some guests who are non-believer that join in this celebration, that God can touch their heart. Also pray for me that I'm preparing the message for them. Let's pray together. Yeah, we pray for Hong Kong, for our city. We pray that God show His mercy for our city. Many people stressed, many people not happy, many people live in worry. We pray that God joy come and flow for our city. Let's pray together. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you for good day, good starting, that you remind us that happiness close connecting with the Word of God. May your Word not only in our mind, but also in our heart, so that we can leave this place with joy and peace. Thank you, Father. Please lead us. We offer our life to you. We really want to walk with you, Father. And please hold our hand. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. May God bless us this morning. Amen.